What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said, Spike check one, Spike check two, you did that wrong. Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. I shouldn't have to say this, but I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as this Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you from the U, the L's, and the C. What is that, you ask? It's the Undisclosed Location Central. There's a place where you don't know where we are from, because I don't know where half of these resistance fighters are from. Half, that means I don't know where one, two, three, four, two of them are at right now. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let's get started the show. So let me introduce the crew. The man coming in, putting the sounds in your eardrums, we like to call him the one, the only, PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like my shadow to my feet.
April Pro. That is kind of cool. Well, then let's keep it rolling. And Mr. Chad, how you sticking? Jump there like that. Didn't get time.
I'm sticking like organic natural peanut butter with that 6-inch oil, nasty oil at the top.
Oh, I hate that.
And you can't shake it.
And you can't shake it.
You can stir it. And
yep, you can stir it.
And if you go back, you can't take it on the plane.
Yeah, that's right. Back, yeah. Because it's a liquid now.
Can't take it on the plane. Well, in case you guys wondering why we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason only. He is the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like I feel like 30 years younger. I just feel so filtered.
Oh, that's so nice.
Hey, yeah, okay. Also, I'm surprised because I was sure that you were going to have to unmute yourself. I have to give you a big hand clap for that. You are way above the grid on that. Really? I guess the younger you, huh?
I guess I get congratulated for being normal.
Yeah, the younger you. The younger you knows how to use technology.
Yeah, really. So let's
There's
go.
Always that.
And beautify this show here, and I want to try this, see if this is going to work. Tim, how you sticking?
One, two,
three. Okay, that's the one.
That's what we should do. We should count them off.
I'm sticking like somebody on a slow train.
I want to say I set you up on that, because I saw that you were muted, and I say, well, somebody has to mess this up. So that's why I jumped real quick and I didn't even give you a long introduction. So speaking of a long introduction, here is the person rounding out the resistance fighter. She's from another undisclosed location. This is my lovely, talented Billy. Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like sleep to the corner of my eyes.
Nice.
We used to call that in the street bird poo poo. You got bird poo poo.
We call it eye boogers.
Eye boogers.
Really? Speaking of that, not we weren't even speaking of that. Hanging Chad, are those sunglasses from the people that we tried to get to sponsor, the Opay people? The glasses? From
Gooders?
Gooders, that's it. Yeah.
So yep.
Brand glasses.
You do.
Yeah, these are called Don't Snake My Wave.
Nice.
Make my way. All right. Well, there we go. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the rounding out the crew of the resistance fighters, and we are here to put on your number one award deserving show featuring the resistance fighters. So, normally we have 15, 20 minute intro, but let's just jump right into it, into some housekeeping business. PW?
Yes.
Hit the sponsors.
Oh, sponsors. I like them.
The Spike and the Mic Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy,
Know Your Numbers, Get Off the Couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Wow, sorry, I had a brain freeze. I drank some water with some ice in it and had a brain freeze, but that's neither here nor there. There was something else I would talk about. I wanted to talk about why the sponsor was going on. Oh, we jumped right into the show. I forgot to give out the phone number, which is hardly ever used. So let's give out that number. You can give us a call at 813-679. Oh, that ain't it. That's my number. 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. Call and you can play, you can drive the show. You can help us drive the show and say things because we talk about, what's that? Three things, ladies and gentlemen. We talk about
the past, the present, and the future.
All right. And so continue on with the show. Today is National What Day, ladies and gentlemen. Do you guys know what today is? National What Day?
Oh, wait. Isn't it Palm Sunday? Is today Sunday?
No, it's Monday.
Palm?
Oh? No, dude. Is it Monday the 3rd?
Monday.
Monday the 3rd.
It's Monday.
It's Ficus Monday.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God.
Dang, gummit, something happened.
Wait, it's the day after Palm Sunday, so that probably has something to do with it.
It's Ficus Monday.
Oh, that was the answer. Oh, okay.
Yes.
What's ficus? That's lotus stuff, right?
That's a tree.
The tree.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry. All right, wait. Stultify.
Yeah, really. Y'all talk about yourself. Y'all just messed something up.
Stultify.
Don't do that. Here it is.
You need a wand.
Today is National Hangover Day.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
today is National Hangover Day.
And it also included today is Sourdough Bread Day.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, I love sourdough bread.
I had sourdough bread on Friday night.
Oh.
No, Thursday night. Sorry.
It's also National 1 Cent Day. We can jump on that. That's no big deal. And
1 cent.
1 cent day.
What?
And there are two
Do
more.
They still make those?
Two more 1 days. Yeah. Two more national days. There's a National Handmade Day. So that means you got to go out there and make something with your hands. Like.
Oh, I was thinking like Handmaiden.
No.
Gets itself a Handmaiden.
Yeah, really. And to round off the national day, this is the dumb one here. And I'm going to say it. It's dumb. It's National Love Your Child Day.
Aww.
Oh, we need at least 1 day for that.
Yeah.
These kids deserve it.
1 day, they have to tell you to do that.
Yeah, we definitely love them too much. We should just do it one
day. Yeah, just do it 1 day. Yeah. It's overkill, you guys.
Really? They get it.
What do you think this is? National Love Your Child Day?
Yeah.
Year. It's not National Love Your Child Year. All the time.
No, the rest of the year, you shoot them with AR-15s.
What do you think this is?
They're just being greedy. That's what it is. Oh, there you guys are. I couldn't find y'all for the moment. I was, in case you guys were wondering, I was
clicking on different windows,
trying to find you people, even though I heard you. I heard you. All right, so let's go ahead and start the show with topic-changing music.
All right, we're about to have our first topic, so technically we aren't really changing our topic here on the Spike on the Mic show.
I like to call this topic, Wait, It's in the Name.
Wait, It's in the name.
Okay, so now, in Australia, there is a surf club that's in hot water that's drawing some kind of controversy right now. One of the members has quit the surfing team, life-saving team, because of this controversy. She received a letter. This is Nina Pantel. She received a letter because she regularly uses the changing room after her morning swim to, you know, I guess to
change.
To change. Well, she received a letter from the
Board of Swimming Pools?
Yeah, I'll just call it that. The Surf Life Saving Club. You received a letter saying that you are responsible for following the rules, and should you continue to ignore the rules, you will be subject to disciplinary actions and or including termination of your membership. Now, why do you think she received that letter?
Because she's changing her clothes and getting naked out in the open.
Ding, ding, ding.
She's not using probably changing stalls.
No, that's it. But this board put out a new policy and a law that's saying that to protect child youths, we do not want to show naked bodies. So please shower with your bathing suit on. And when changing, wrap yourself in a towel, because we don't want to, you know, display public nudity. If there's a child around. Questions for resistance fighters. Isn't that a little weird? And I'll start it with this young looking voice of reason. Voice of reason.
Yeah, that's going a little bit too far. I think it's been a long standing tradition that you shower in the nude. They're trying to change things. Mm.
Kim's?
Well, fortunately, this is a subject that is close to me. I'm responsible for doing some of the management at my boathouse, and the adults are not allowed to shower when there are youth present in the bathrooms because we don't have separate facilities.
Oh, so you kind of on board with this new policy?
It's a safe sport policy. Do I think we live in a society that is ridiculously prude about these things and are backwards in our priorities because we got other things that we need to deal with?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
But that being said, their abuse is rampant in sport. So.
Okay. So after all that, there's only one thing you said that I was waiting for you to stop talking so I can ask you.
Okay.
It's a safe sports policy. What'd you just call it?
Safe sport. It's a national directive that is a result of the abuses that people are probably aware of that have been in the news. The
gymnastics.
The gymnastics. Yeah, those athletes that were abused by the team doctor.
Oh, so it's a safe sport. Okay. What about you, Billis?
Are the bathrooms co-ed?
Ooh, good question. It doesn't say.
So they're preventing girls from seeing women.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or boys from seeing men.
Yes, right. There you go.
Yes. Yes.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I think so too. A little bit ridiculous.
Okay. Hanging Chad, what say you?
Was it a shower?
They just
inside the bathroom.
In the change.
You can't use this shower.
Yes.
Okay. So, but there's a toilet in there, right? You can't use the toilet. What can you use? Like, why is there a shower in there?
You pick a shower and your swimsuit. You have to wear your swimsuit while showering.
But there's a curtain, probably.
No, there is no curtain.
Apparently not.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it sounds like there might be some modifications that need to be made to the bathroom so people can actually use it.
Yeah,
really.
Because the place where we are, we have actually a changing room that has a curtain. We have curtains on all of our showers. So
I want to say, go ahead, Chad. I'm sorry.
I feel like there shouldn't be a shower that you can't get naked in.
Yes.
Really. That seems weird to me. Like, what? So it's not, Well, you just need, basically, this is one of those rinse poles that you'll find, like, connected to a piece of wood out in the open on the beach for you to, like, rinse off your feet. That's basically what this sounds like, but they're calling it a shower and putting it in a bathroom. So it needs to be either a shower or it needs to be a rinse pole.
I don't think it's a rinse pool because they're also changing clothes. So it's definitely not just a rinse pool.
Mm. So you don't change clothes in the shower. You take your clothes off in the shower.
Right, but what about when I'm changing clothes? They say you have to wrap a towel around
you. Do that? Clothes. Well, go in a stall. Like, I mean, the shower needs to be, like, covered to where it functions like a shower, and it also functions like a stall. Because if you don't have that, you basically have a rinse pole out on the beach where you can rinse your feet off in public.
All right, so all that said and done, you for or against it?
I get why she took her clothes off. Is what I'm saying. It's a freaking shower.
I get why she took
her clothes off.
It's not a public place. It's not a public place. It's a women's only area.
I feel like I would have walked in and been like, "Ooh, why is that person showering with their clothes on?"
Point taken. Exactly. Exactly. PW, what say you?
He's hot.
I would think that we should have just the women take their clothes off.
Okay. And shower. And the rest
and shower. It, yeah.
Let us keep stinking?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they could shower on in the men's side because the men won't get upset.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
The men wouldn't mind.
No. Oh, okay.
Why does nudity have to be indecent? It's just a body.
Yeah, I mean, this is
I know.
I lived in Germany for a year, and we used to regularly visit this lake and go swimming, and people would change out of their bathing suit into street clothes out in the open where anybody could see, and nobody cared.
Yeah, nobody gave a crap.
Not a single person cared.
Right, this is
definitely an America thing.
Yeah, this is terrible, but I got to say it. Were there any tall people there?
In Germany?
Yeah.
At the time, probably maybe one.
Maybe one. And that person was changing in front of y'all?
No, he was holding the towels.
Nobody cared.
He was holding the towels and giving them out to people.
I see.
That would never fly here. Like, even if you did, like, a culture change, it's a long time before everyone just wants to be naked in front of everyone and think it's not a big deal. Like, especially kids to adults. I don't know. Like, this, kids shouldn't be using this bathroom or something. They need their own bathroom.
Yeah.
Or a family bathroom.
Right. We have to have the policy that we have because Safe Sport says there must be separate facilities for minors and adults.
That makes sense. Like, you wouldn't, what if a kid walked into your LA Fitness locker room? That would be weird right off the bat. I'd be like, oh, this feels cringy. And then,
hold on a second. You know what I mean? You would feel bad being naked in front of a young boy. That sounded so
weird. It sounds so gross, but any kid, I'm for, like, the separation of it.
So,
but I feel like my issue is more with the construction of this shower. Like, the facilities need to be updated. I'm with Kim or whoever said that.
I'm also for
the separation of adult and kid nudity.
I'm with Chad on that.
Go ahead, boys.
I just feel I would feel horribly uncomfortable.
Yeah, you don't want little kids to realize that this can happen to you when you get older.
No.
You want to ruin your fantasy?
Chad feels horrible because he is, or most men would be afraid that someone else would look at him and say, "You're looking at the little boy." It's not because he's, like, you know, afraid of him looking at a naked person or anything like that. It's because men are afraid to be alone with children. Fathers get accused of abusing their, you know, like, kissing their own children on the cheek, and then people think that you're some stranger danger taking advantage of a kid.
So you okay with?
So here's my thing on it. I don't have kids, and I don't. I'm never in a scenario where I'm one around kids or two. Like a locker scenario or weird scenario where people are taking their clothes off, it would totally make me uncomfortable.
Okay, so let me ask the females on this thing here. Are you guys embarrassed or don't feel comfortable being naked around another little girl?
I don't feel comfortable being naked around anybody.
Yes. Wait a minute. It's not a question. It's not a question of whether or not I feel comfortable. It's more a question of whether or not the young person feels uncomfortable in the situation.
Right.
And how the whole situation can be perceived. And Safe Sport just sort of draws a line and says, that's it. That's separate facilities, or the facilities are used separately by adults and youth, not at the same time.
So if you had a young girl, mm-hmm. you can't take her in this facility with you?
If I had a child? Yeah, I mean, that's a different situation. That's totally, if it was my child.
Right, and your child, and you were going to shower. Both of y'all was at the beach or wherever y'all was doing, and you had to go, you was going in the shower to change. That person couldn't, your little kid couldn't come in there with you?
No, it's your kid. That's different.
That's a different situation.
Yeah, you've been wiping her butt for years. Like,
that's a different situation, yeah.
But so, I thought Safe Sport said you gotta have different facilities for kids and adults.
Yes.
Is there an age line there? Where
18.
18? Okay, so 17-year-olds can shower with 3-year-olds, but 18-year-olds...
That's a good point. That's a good point.
He's not wrong. Yeah, and I don't know that the guidelines are that
specific. Yeah.
Wait a minute. So PW can shower with me?
No, there's an age difference. I'm trying to figure out what that is. Is it 10
shower
years
with or? You and showering in the same facility is different, I think.
Yeah, I guess it's choice of words, right?
So showering with you.
So
I need a shower curtain.
You would be okay to be naked in front of me?
As long as there was a curtain in between us.
There you go. See?
Okay, cool. Well, maybe they need to go to Australia and tell them that we've invented curtains.
Yeah. So
exactly. Yes. That's 100% solution to this problem. We solve it.
There we go.
Call us up, Australia.
All right. Topic changing music.
Oh, okay. Alright, you thought that was a topic. Wait till you hear this topic on the Spike and the Mike Show.
I'd like to call this topic, maybe they should have named them Tall and Short.
Maybe they should have named them Tall and Short.
Right. And after this, did you guys do your homework? This is not the topic, but you guys did your homework, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mine's quick, but I did it.
Right. And, Kim, you may have heard of this because in Philadelphia, 25 employees walked out of this restaurant the other day because the owner decided to name some drinks that they were serving these particular names here.
Oh, I'm scared already.
Nah, right. I don't know from Philly, man.
I'm scared.
The employees begged and urged the owner not to do this, but on Friday he revealed that he made 2 cocktails that he's going to serve to customers, and they named him.
No, I just know it's gonna be bad.
No, come on. It was called the 2 cocktails. One's called the Caucasian, and the other one is called the Negro.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've actually drank a Caucasian. I've never drank a Negro.
Okay, wait, no.
Wait, what? I'm sorry. Okay. What?
I know, I'm not even commenting.
I'm sorry, we're out of time.
Hold on a second. Before we finish this story, boys, you got to explain that.
I don't want to necessarily know what he means by that.
Yeah.
Nope, I have to know. Boys, please explain.
I think a Caucasian is just basically cream and vodka.
Isn't that a white Russian?
No.
That's it. A white Russian. I guess because of the Big Lebowski, that he calls it a Caucasian. But I think it's really a white Russian. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
So, okay, all right. Well, I'll go with that. I was thinking something else. So, anyway, the 25 employees, they actually left the establishment. And the owner told most of them, if you leave, don't come back. And you will not be getting unemployment.
Oh, poor guy's got closed down now.
Yeah, so they all left because he was determined to have those. I tried to read this article and figure out why he was so adamant about using those two names for the drinks.
Because he's racist?
That might be, yeah, but damn. How do you expect to win using that? Or how do you expect to stay open with that kind of mentality? Keep it up, right?
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
or you need to have a change of heart about the world and life. Or maybe that.
Or change the cocktails to tall and short. That's where we would have a problem then, right?
What were the ingredients, Spike? Do you know?
They said it was what was it? It was cocktails. I'm looking right at it. Don't know. I don't know right now. I thought I saw vodka and vermouth, but I know I wouldn't have read that.
That's a martini.
Yeah, so it's not. What did he say? They said racist cocktail. That's all. They didn't tell me what it was, or I forgot.
I'm seeing if I can look it up.
Yes. That's what I thought when this came up. I thought Kim was going to say, yeah, I heard about that, because I thought it was all in the news, but I guess not, or maybe.
Yeah, but I don't live in Philly.
Oh, so Pittsburgh is all the same to me.
No, that's
that's not true.
Nearly 5 hours away.
I used to think that too, Spike.
Yeah,
I am far away.
Until I was corrected by Kim one day.
Oh man, and culturally very different places.
I guess you're right, because if something happened in Miami, it has no bearing on me. I probably wouldn't know about it.
Yeah.
So that's okay. So now I have been geographified.
There you go. Philly is the Miami of Tampa. Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh is Orlando.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then before we get into our homework, we have to do one quick topic changing music.
All right, we're changing topics really quickly. So I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to happen fast on the Spike and Mike Show.
Sure, it'll be another heavy topic that we have to, like.
They are kind of heavy, aren't they?
They are. This is a very weird show today.
Yeah, super serious.
How do you guys feel about car crashes? Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
I can show you the X-ray of
my
arm. No. Oh, whoa! That's a long word. It'll be another 6 months of show starting with. Yes. Well, my arm's still on today.
Yeah.
Yes. And when Steve goes in the shower, he drinks a Caucasian.
Serious. And it's vermouth.
Yes.
I'm looking
at right. Well, okay, where we are. Okay, we're here at Topic Change Meeting. I didn't call this topic here. Wait. Is this a trap?
Wait, is this a trap? There's been a lot of weights.
I feel like every single day of my life that comes out of my mouth.
Is this a trap? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can understand it, especially after you went to that party the other day with that.
I do. It was a trap.
Yes. Am I on to catch a predator?
Yeah. I'm just taking a shower.
Yes.
Okay.
This is a quick one right here. And PW, you may have some expertise on this.
Uh-oh.
With your history of your job employment. In Nebraska, the Nebraska law officials say they're asking you to use your liver for good and not evil. The month of April. So what they're doing is they have like some new law enforcement officers, and they need
to drink good vodka.
Yeah. They need to train on their field sobriety test. So what they're doing is they're asking people to come to said location and drink for 5 hours.
Yeah.
They're asking 8 to 10 volunteers to come on April 11th and 12th and drink for 5 hours. And the Nebraska Police Department asking for your legal name, your date of birth, your home address, a phone number, your drink of choice, and which day you would like to come and drink. And you drink for 5 hours, and then I guess they're going to do the sobriety test on you. Now, why I'm thinking that is a trap is they ask all the information. They want your name, your date of birth, your address, your phone number. Why do they need all that? In case you die or get arrested? for it. Was it public intoxication?
Taking a shower with the wrong people.
Right. Yeah. So, question to Resistance: would any of y'all volunteer to do that?
So, one of the things that they need to, in order to sign up to volunteer for this, is whether or not you need a ride.
Yes.
So they're, I feel like they're setting people up to arrest them for DUIs. It seems like a trap. Totally seems like a trap.
Right. So
where is this happening?
It's in Nebraska.
In Nebraska.
Oh boy.
They asked, yeah, 11th and 12th. So you guys want to go and drink for free? Because they say they're willing to pay for any kind of drinks that you want within reason. Just vermouth is expensive. So my question was, W, go in your memory banks and say, when you was a popo, do you have to do any kind of training for that?
Yes. And we did do that. I know we did that where we had people volunteer to get drunk. And they had a lot of fun, and you know.
Was it other cops that were volunteering to get drunk?
And no, it was anybody.
Sobriety.
It was anybody. I think that some cops actually volunteered. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so if you encounter a person that you can see drunk, you have the experience of saying, I know how this gauge works and I can tell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was so that you could get some practice with things that you would do in a field sobriety test and stuff like that with a real drunk person.
Like say the alphabet backwards.
Well, no. For instance, there's something.
I want to kiss you.
Have you you've seen a police officer hold a pen out and ask you to follow with just your eyes?
Yes.
Not move your head. Well, what happens is when you're drunk, when your eye gets towards the edge, it wiggles, it shakes. When you're drunk, and you can't, you don't even see it yourself, but a cop will see it, you know. And the only way to learn that is to see it happen. Yeah.
Test it on a drunk person.
Yeah,
that's coming from the fact that they have the spins. Their eyes are responding to the spins.
Okay, I just thought that was odd, but then now as you explained it, W, it kind of makes sense because you can't put a rookie cop out there to acquire somebody and then have no idea what to expect.
Or what to look for.
Yeah, the drunk person don't say, I want to kiss you, then you know they're, you know, other than that stuff.
So this is kind of training both ways. It's training the officers how to do the sobriety test and drunks how to pass it.
How else would you know if somebody said X, Y, 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 Z was drunk?
Yes. Sorry, there's it. I had a recording of that. Yes.
Yeah. Why?
Yes, I used to record drunks when I was the pulley for fun. And
oh, that's fun.
I would have them say the alphabet, and this one guy went, X, Y, Z.
What is the purpose, since we talked, what is the purpose of saying it backwards?
Well, that wasn't even backwards.
Yeah.
I don't think it really needs to tell, you don't need to ask them to do it backwards. They can't do it regular way. They can't.
I can do it backwards, drunk or sober.
No, I think I can do
money.
It. But could you imagine going to this event?
Right. No, ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHDFEDCBA.
Who said do it?
She said no way.
I'm sure you could do it sober.
I can't do it sober. I could do it drunk backwards too. I could do it forwards.
Like do it. All right. So
I once saw a cop or a whole bunch of cops give a girl a field sobriety test in the middle of 50 in Orlando, right in a very heavy traffic area. And she passed for like 30 minutes. I saw her pass every single field sobriety test. And then more cops kept coming. I felt like they were waiting for her to get tired and mess up so they could arrest her. Like it was bizarre.
Was she cute?
Could you imagine going to this event, drinking, And then checking the box, yes, I'm going to need a ride home. They give you a ride home in the back of the cop car. And when you say, my house is up here, take a left, and then they purposely ignore that, I would be sweating bullets. What? Where are you taking me? What did I sign up for?
It's called central booking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, obviously, you're drunk. We just tested you.
Yeah.
But could I get arrested for a public intoxication?
No.
No. Why would
you? Yeah, you could.
It's not public. You're in a controlled experiment.
No, but the cop took me home and then
either that or Soylent Green is people.
Well, yeah. Public was just anywhere outside your house.
But I'm thinking I'm totally drunk and the cop takes me home. I get out the cop car. And then he just gets out of his car and say, okay, I'm arresting you for public intoxication.
Yep.
It's a trap. It's a trap. Don't fall for it. But, you know, I died.
I can't imagine a lot of tall people volunteering for this sort of an activity.
No.
I just can't.
I can't imagine it either. Especially, I'm nervous. And I'm just reading the dang thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a time where I was drinking so much. If I heard free drinks, I would have been like, sure. Oh, well, cops are buying you drinks. I don't care.
Yeah.
That's sure.
What can
they're
going to
give you a ride home afterwards.
What can
I don't care. Let's do it.
All right. Well, then let's go ahead and jump into our Resistance Fighters homework. So the first person who, let's say you did homework and jumped out there was Miss Kim. Miss Kim, did you do your homework?
I did indeed.
Let's do your homework. Go ahead.
All right. So I guess this homework involves two questions to you guys. One, what do you think about lab-created meat?
I like the idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. Is that what Whoppers and the fake Whoppers and all that was?
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's not actually.
It's not meat.
Yeah, it's not
that's
meat.
That's a veggie burger.
It's made to taste like meat.
Yeah.
I like the idea, Kim. I kind of like the idea.
I'm scared of it.
It seems more human.
Me too.
I You're think afraid it's of gross. It?
Yeah.
I think it's gross sounding, but I think it's really smart to start thinking about that now because then we might need that later.
But here's the thing. And I think this is what Kim's going to bring up. A certain kind of meat has suddenly appeared.
We're gonna go
back down under to Can't Shower Naked Land.
Yeah.
And apparently there's some scientists who have created a meatball made out of lab-created
mastodon meat. But
no, wait, not mastodon. Mammoth.
Yes, meat. Woolly mammoth.
Wait, hold on a second. Isn't that an elephant?
A prehistoric elephant.
A very extinct elephant. Yes.
Okay, so can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Is this like? You know how in Jurassic Park they found DNA in the mosquito that was in the ant in the sap?
Kind of.
Is this like Jurassic Park like, but for your dinner plate?
Yes, they use the genetic sequencing from mammoth tissue that they found preserved.
Fill in the gaps in the genetic sequence with frogs?
Yeah, like what did they? I don't know how they do that.
Are the meatballs going to self-replicate?
Right. Yeah.
I'm not happy with that.
So, at first, I would be so grossed out if someone put a plate of mammoth in front of me. But then a part of me would say, how many opportunities do you have to get to taste the mammoth? And then I would fight my internal struggle, as always, I would sit there and fight with myself until I tasted it real fast and said I'm done.
And why did they have to make it?
It was really good.
Why did they have to make it mammoth balls? You know,
it's balls. Thing.
No,
well, it's meatballs. Balls. Yeah,
but it's not mammoth balls.
Did they serve it with a nice ragu? Okay.
So is it big? Is it mammoth?
Yeah,
it's pretty mammoth.
Big mammoth balls?
Yeah, it was on like a stone, you know, to look like caveman-y serving.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Did they and serve it with a glass nice ragu?
Hey, how do you pronounce this word? Is it cloche or cloche?
Cloche.
And they open and they opened it up, and it was just this massive, massive meatball. And
nope.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Nope,
not eating it.
Nope. No,
I mean I don't need a massive meatball.
No, he has trouble with goat cheese.
Yeah, not yeah.
Goat cheese. Goat cheese is delicious.
No, nope, not.
I have some goat cheese with this mammoth meatball.
Not to.
But I mean, so with genetic sequencing, we created muscle fiber of an extinct animal.
Yeah,
I mean, which is cool.
See, Chad, you got demons in your body, in your head.
I just don't know if I want to put it in my mouth. That's the part I'm struggling
with. You sat right there and said you'd have to fight your instincts not to eat it.
No, yeah, I would taste it. You wouldn't taste it? No one here would taste it but me?
I mean,
I would try it.
I'd have to taste it and see.
What kind of harm could it do to you? I don't think it could do any harm, right?
Okay, why don't you eat
it? It could change your DNA, and then suddenly your nose would get really long.
Well,
you could drink your coffee through your nose.
The article said that no one has been allowed to eat it. So
why
far.
Did they make a meatball?
Yeah, really.
Why did they make a meatball?
A meatball, I know.
Why did they?
That still bothers me. Yeah.
And mix it with spices and eggs and make a meatball. Why?
Oh,
why?
I don't want it spiced. I don't think. I think I want to taste it natural.
Sure.
Told you, Chad.
Not uncooked. But just like
demons, man.
I'm trying to see what it tastes like. I don't want it to taste like Italian seasoning. I know what that tastes like.
I would assume it would be extremely lean. I don't think that the fat cells would be reproduced along with the meat cells.
You guys,
I think it would be really lean and maybe not that flavorful.
I can think of a ton of other things that are more gross that people eat, like bugs.
No, they'll eat bugs on purpose.
Yes,
no, yes, they do.
People eat bugs. Oh my gosh! Let me
reframe that.
People, what is it? Is it Thailand?
The last people don't.
Where they eat the fried tarantulas?
Again,
yeah.
Okay, let me rephrase it again. Where there's running water, indoor plumbing, people don't. How about that?
They've
that
got was
very
that.
Racist.
Bangkok
that
is
was
a
very
huge
racist.
City.
Wait a minute, why is it racist?
Yeah, what race was he talking about?
Yeah, really.
You can't. The race of people that.
Okay, all right. So, Kim, you have anything else on there?
That's good.
Hey, great job on your homework assignment. Great job.
Yeah, that was good. That felt like a whole topic in itself, Ken. Yeah. You did like half the show.
All right, Voice of Reason, did you do your homework?
No, I didn't.
You dog ate it? Oh, man. How about you hanging, Chad?
My homework, I think, is like my favorite thing. And right now, I've got a few favorite things. One of them is the show, the MTV, The Exhibit. I don't know if any of you watched this, but it puts a bunch of artists all over the world against each other, amateur/professional artists, and make them compete to create a museum exhibit. So I'm really into that.
Wow, that's
It's only five
cool,
episodes
actually.
Out. It is really cool.
I have questions. They compete to create a museum?
No, like one feature in a museum, and then whoever wins gets like one of the prizes is money, and then to have all of their art in a big horse hand? I'm not saying it right, but it's something. The museum's name is something like that.
Well, I think Kim's homework assignment should be in that competition.
Yes.
Yeah. My other new favorite thing is I'm trying to like, I like to eat a lot of chips and dip. So I figured I'm not going to be able to get rid of dip. So I started making dip out of Greek yogurt. But then I started eating breakfast with vanilla yogurt and granola because they sell like a bunch of I'm doing a really good on that. It is so good. I like it. It's my ice cream at night and my breakfast. Okay. So, and then my third favorite thing is I just found out.
You are weird.
No, this is awesome. I'm learning stuff.
And just my other favorite thing is that I'm really into watching PGA golf. And they have a PGA golf league on the PGA app. So I created a league for friends and family. And we've been competing with are PGA golfers, and you get four.
It's like fantasy golf.
Players. Fantasy golf, yeah.
That's
what I'm into at the moment.
Okay. So short.
That's what I'm into at the moment.
Shortest thing I've ever heard. That is so short.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
That is.
Now that you mentioned it, I guess.
Now I have Kim, you're so right.
But yeah.
I have questions.
Okay.
I don't believe you.
What?
You don't like
sports. Can I watch golf?
Yeah, you don't like sports.
No, I like golf.
Okay. Second question. Yeah. Is it the majors are this week? I mean, the Masters are this weekend, right?
No, it's coming up. Now is Valero Texas Open.
Okay. And my third question is on your fantasy golf thing. So what happened? Do you pick four golfers at random?
Masters is next week. So yeah, you're right. Masters is next week. So yeah, you pick four golfers that have signed up to play that specific tournament.
Right.
And obviously golf starts from Wednesday to Sunday. So there's four rounds and you have two bench. So after they start, you have two bench players.
Oh,
and four players for your score for that round. And so it's like, here's my four, here are my two for Wednesday. And then once Wednesday closes or prior to Thursday starting, you can bring bench players up and whoever has the highest score.
You can stop. Okay. You just made it so goddamn short.
Look, I'm not saying that my life's super exciting. Like, these are the things I'm into and that you assigned me this homework.
Chad, did you actually design this thing? And
No. This has been around. I just found it. I just found that. Yeah.
Have you watched any of the Netflix things on the lot of the top golfers?
Full Swing.
Yeah.
Full Swing. Yeah.
It's really good, and it gets you
really good.
Those guys.
Do they allow 12 people in your country club?
As he drinks. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh. Anyone can. My country club is in my living room. We have
that. Oh, all right.
Okay. All right. Billy, did you do your homework?
I did.
Let's hear
it. It is this day in history. And in April 3rd, in this day in history, in 1996, a rather famous criminal was arrested in 1996 by federal agents.
Oh, I know who it is.
Anybody have a care for to guess?
I guess.
Super infamous criminal.
O.J. Simpson.
No.
Unabomber.
That is correct. And what's his name?
Ted Kaczynski.
Wow.
That is also correct.
Yeah. So are you guys feeding each other before the show?
Yeah. They're in the same room.
The year was the giveaway.
She's that way.
Oh, she is?
She's that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Good job, but I didn't know the Unibomber.
More sunglasses and a hoodie.
Yeah.
He's the guy that mailed explosives to people in the federal government. And he did actually kill a couple people by doing so and injured quite a few others.
Yeah. Okay. And that is it for homework assignments. Now I'm going to, we got a few minutes left, so we're not going to start another topic, but I'm going to bore you rest of you resistance fighters with some golf talk with Chad.
Golf talk with Chad. I wish I had a theme song.
Well,
I actually wanted to ask him about the exhibit show.
Apparently it's not that short. So what would you like to know?
No. Billy has a question, so hers is probably more important than mine.
I don't have any questions.
I'm sorry, Kim.
What?
You said you
had a question.
I had a question about the exhibit show. Who judges that? Art. It's so subjective, man.
Oh, crap. Give me a second. I have to look it up. I don't know the name, but she's awesome.
Hold on a second.
Just one person is the judge?
There's three, but there's one main one.
But if you told her, would she know? Billy, Kim, would you know if I said, Edward Johnson and Lisa Dubois and Philip Wawa.
Well, the question is more like not who as in the name of the person, but who, what is their role in, like, what do they do? Are they an art judge? Are they an artist?
You'll know this person's name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Picasso. He does it.
Yo-Yo Kusama?
No.
And it's all visual art or is it?
It's sculptures. It's painting. They can do whatever they want. They're just competing against each other.
Is Da Vinci one of the judges? See, that's what these are called jokes. Thank you very much. Thank you.
He's looking something. Somebody needs to play looking up music.
Melissa Chu. Do you know who Melissa Chu is?
Okay. Yeah, I know who Melissa Chu is. Got it.
Okay. All right. Well, now I'm gonna bore you with boring whatever I said with Chad. Oh, so Chad, in your fantasy golf thing, have you ever played in this thing here where we used to do it all the time, where you, let's say the Masters, you pick five players as registered to play in the Masters. And then at the end of the tournament, guess it's time for the show. At the end of the tournament, you add up your five players' earnings. And whoever has the most money wins that pot. You ever did that?
Okay. So this is a lot like that, but you don't do the earnings and you get points. So, and then the points are like, okay, if you get a par on a hole, that's 1 point. If you get a birdie, that's 2 points. If you get an eagle, that's 3 points. If you get a bogey, minus one. If you get a double bogey, minus three. And then you also get points for if you pick first or second place.
Yeah, okay. So that's when you shorten it up. Because us tall people, we just say, you give me five players. And then on Sunday or Monday, we add up how much money my five players won. And whoever had the most money wins. So we used to always pick Tiger. First one to pick Tiger. Because, you know. Cause
yeah.
Tiger and you always pick the famous ones. Yes. So. And we said everybody would put in $25, and
we put in $10, so we're not that steep. Yeah. But I won last week. I won $30. But it was fun to compete. So anyone who like has kids or I don't know, friends,
you should exist,
and you should look friend, into it.
Your friend should do my way of playing the dang thing. You pick your golfers.
But see, that's the thing, is your way is harder than my way because the app does all the calculating for me. You have to sit there with a calculator and add up earnings. I'm not doing that.
No, on Friday, or on the last day, we just say he came in fifth place, he won $5,000. He came in seventh, he won $8,000. Add up the thousands of dollars. You see what I'm saying? How many am I?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I hit a button and I'm like, oh, it tells me I'm first.
Oh.
So my way's already faster.
That's typical short people.
What's the name of the app again? What's the name
PGA
of the
app?
What does it matter to you, boys? Okay. Boys, why?
We should do it. I'll create a league for us and we'll do our golf picks every week. Just to see who wins.
Okay, let's do it. Oh, also, another news, ladies and gentlemen, this is breaking news. The Voice of Reason sent out a text yesterday.
No way.
Yes? You want to explain on that real quick, Voice? Because I was shocked.
It was the letter K.
First of all, I didn't do it very good, so I'd rather not.
Okay.
I'd rather not.
Okay.
I know we've got eight more minutes left, but
he went to the moon.
Did he do it with a flip phone where you have to like go?
No.
I can actually show you
the actual phone.
Wow.
The actual phone I did it with.
Oh my word.
Oh, look at that. That should be in the Institute of Memorials.
Is that an Android?
The Institute of Memorials.
Is that an Android?
It's a cell phone.
No.
It's just cell phones to voice.
It's a cell phone. See?
Okay, yeah, I see.
Right.
I just pulled it out of that bag.
I almost fainted when I actually received a text from him. I'm like, whoa, who did that? Serious.
So I didn't know you didn't text. I felt like you've texted in a group chat.
Well, I mean, it's useless to text him because he never looks at it.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I don't think Voice has ever texted in our group chat. Is this your first phone?
That don't flip.
It's my first
Don't flip.
Matt's phone.
It's
my camera phone.
Oh, wait, you're not joking.
No, this is no joke.
Yeah. He went from a flip phone to this one.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's what the top. You should have led with that. That's a bigger.
Why?
And the only reason
he don't know because we're about to get microchipped. I mean, smartphones are about to be extinct at this point.
Where we just go like this to answer the phone.
Yeah, really. Like my glasses are about to be my phone.
Not everybody's as avant-garde as you are, Chad. Everybody jumps on every new fad that comes along.
It takes a decade.
I know. Mammoth meatballs.
Yes. Hey, also, right quick, I forgot to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, the big A word of the day is...
Ooh.
Golem.
Golem.
We have today, folks. Billy, you're a little late.
This one tanks. I have a little
late. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. There's no way in the world.
That was right on time. Kim, was I on time?
Yes.
Freaking perfect.
It's a big A word of the day.
It's going to have to be because we don't have a lot of time to figure it out.
Here you
go. Golem. Golem.
I totally know what that is, or what who that is.
Okay, who knows what that is?
I do.
Well, I'm the only one.
Yes.
It's biblical, isn't it?
It's that slimy dude that lives in the cave in the near Hobbiton.
My precious. Oh. My precious dude.
No, this thing says it's an artificial humanoid that's being endowed with life.
Yeah, it's a
correct
biblical.
Like it's like a clay figure that's been that you put like you give it life and it does your bidding.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Kind of.
No.
Wait, that's in the Bible.
Billy got exactly right.
Yes. It's like a
clay figurine. This is like a fantasy. A clay figure, not a garden gnome. Just like you make take a hunk of clay and put it into the.
Pinocchio, there you go.
Yeah, that's
he's just yelling out, garden gnome.
Well,
Pinocchio.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
Annabelle.
It's an inanimate clay figure that somehow
has been
here
given
Gollum!
Through evil, I guess, has been given life.
Okay, Boomer. Okay, Boomer.
Okay, Boomer. Okay, Boomer.
You got it.
I think it came by its life evilly somehow or something.
That
I think it's
correct.
Connected to evil.
Did y'all
it
just,
does, okay, it does an evil person's bidding.
Yeah.
Oh, well, sorry for everybody knowing what the big A word of the day. I didn't know. I've never heard of that damn thing. I don't even know what it is. Still don't know what it is because as far as I'm concerned, it's Pinocchio.
Okay.
Okay, Boomer. Huh?
Okay.
Okay,
with that being said, I don't know how much time we have left, so let's see if we can go around the room and ask the resistance fighters what stuck with you today. I started with you, PWs. What stuck with you?
That soon I will be showering with a naked cop.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Hey, Chad, what stuck with you today? Man, I don't think I'm early.
That the voice has become one of us. One of us. One of us.
Exactly. And the only reason he did that is because I think the flip
got a phone.
No, the flip broke and they wouldn't fix it.
Oh, he didn't have the materials.
Wait till we do his meatballs. All right, Miss Kim, what stuck with you today?
A golem is real.
I gotta look up what the hell a golem is.
It's real.
It's real. But some of y'all said it was in the Bible. Is it in the Bible?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's biblical, yeah.
Oh, my word.
So it's Spike. It's not that lady who you look at him and you turn to salt, right?
Correct.
No.
What's wait, did you just say you lick him and he turns into salt?
Yes.
No, you're talking about that. she's a gorgon, but her name is Medusa, but she's a gorgon.
Oh, salt.
That's a different thing.
Oh, okay. So how about you?
It is in the ashes. Anyway.
Oh, yes. You shouldn't lick her either way.
No. This is Pinocchio.
Oh,
and this for your listening guest, you need to watch our show so you can see the joke.
Mm. And let me clarify what I was saying because you guys obviously don't speak Spike, maybe y'all do. In the Bible, there was a lady who had stick hairs, and if you turn to a stone of soul.
Correct. Yes. That is correct. Her name is Medusa.
Medusa.
And she was a Gorgon.
But not in the Bible.
Yeah, definitely not in the Bible. Not in the Bible tangent.
Or she wasn't Gonzalez. Gorgon Gonzalez.
I think it was
Gorgon Gonzalez.
Somebody's wife turned and looked back at Sodom and Gomorrah as it was destroyed and turned to a pillar of salt.
If you look, you'll see 15 seconds.
So I mixed the stories up, right?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic Show. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for playing. And we are out of this mother trucker. Again, Spike on the Mic. One.